From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has summoned the nation's top commander in Afghanistan to Washington after an article in Rolling Stone magazine described General Stanley McChrystal and his staff as making derogatory comments about members of the Obama administration. NPR's Rachel Martin reports McChrystal is being asked to explain those remarks.
The comments are found in a Rolling Stone magazine profile of General McChrystal published this week. In the piece, McChrystal is described as a lone wolf, often at odds with many top administration officials, including Vice President Joe Biden and the U.S. ambassador in Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry. The interview describes McChrystal as being, quote, disappointed in his first Oval Office meeting with President Obama. The two disagreed about what strategy to take in Afghanistan, and last fall, the president criticized McChrystal for being too open about his desire for more troops. General McChrystal issued a statement from Kabul apologizing for the magazine profile, saying, quote, it was a mistake, reflecting poor judgment that never should have happened. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Armed Services Committee meets today to consider what the U.S. military is doing to reduce the number of suicides among military personnel. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports all branches of the military are dealing with rising suicide rates. More troops who've served in Afghanistan have reportedly taken their own lives than have died in combat there.
Already this year, 21 Marines have committed suicide. For the Air Force, the number is 27. And in the Army, 163 soldiers have committed suicide through the month of May. Army Vice Chief of Staff General Peter Corelli is to be one of the witnesses at the Senate hearing today. He's expected to discuss the challenges in detecting and preventing suicides. As the largest of the services, the Army has lost the most soldiers. It's recently experienced an increase in the rate of suicide among soldiers not on active duty. The Army's also been reviewing its suicide prevention programs and embarked on a study with the National Institute of Mental Health to try and pinpoint potential red flags. Jamie Terabay, NPR News, Washington.
Firefighters are clearing away dry brush and branches as they try to slow the spread of a wildfire that's raging near Flagstaff, Arizona. Kim Ott, a spokeswoman for the city, says high temperatures and strong winds are causing real problems for fire crews.
The weather has played a huge factor for us here.
Ott says residents of more than 700 homes are under evacuation orders.
Actually, very few are staying at our shelter. Many are finding other arrangements in the Flagstaff area or in other places in the state with family and friends.
Ott says the blaze has spread over 10,000 acres so far and is only about 10% contained. Stocks are trading in a narrow range so far today amid new concerns about the debt situation in Europe. The Dow is up 29 points at this hour. This is NPR News from Washington. Britain's new government is proposing the steepest cuts to public spending in decades, coupled with significant tax increases. Speaking in the House of Commons today, British Treasury Chief George Osborne put the blame on the previous administration, which left behind the second highest budget deficit of any European nation.
What we have not inherited from our predecessor is a credible plan to reduce their record deficit. This at the very moment when fear about the sustainability of sovereign debt is the greatest risk to the recovery of European economies.
The new tax increases include a hike in the tax on sales and services in Britain up to 20%. There are primary runoffs in several states today, with some incumbent lawmakers trying to avoid being defeated. There's a Senate contest in North Carolina. Jeff Tiberi of member station WFDD in Winston-Salem reports Democrats will choose between two state officials for a nominee to oppose incumbent Republican Senator Richard Burr this fall.
Secretary of State Elaine Marshall and former state Senator Cal Cunningham are vying for the Democratic nomination. 7 weeks ago, neither candidate earned 40% of the vote, sending North Carolina to a Senate primary runoff for the first time in 20 years. Marshall was first elected to office in 1992 when Cunningham was 18 years old. He has since earned the rank of captain in the U.S. Army Reserves and served a one-year tour in Iraq, where he earned a Bronze Star as a lead military prosecutor. Just 38,000 votes were cast across the state during early voting. Local and state elections officials are estimating a turnout in the single digits. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Winston-Salem.
Sales of previously owned homes fell unexpectedly in May, down 2.2%, suggesting that a boost from government home buying incentives is finally winding down earlier than expected. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.